president in Oregon. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. President Biden promoting the Inflation Reduction Act in Portland, Oregon, Saturday, discussing how it will benefit seniors in lowering prescription drug costs.
We pay more for our prescription drugs than any other nation in the world. And by the way, it's the same exact drug, not just a drug, but the same manufacturer. We pay considerably more than they do in France, Canada, Spain, anywhere around the world.
Republicans say the bill is another careless Democratic spending plan that will only raise taxes. The president endorsing Oregon's Democratic candidates in the upcoming midterm elections. Former President Obama will be hitting the campaign trail ahead of the November elections. Fox's Matt Napolitano reports.
Former President Barack Obama will be in Atlanta on October 28th as part of a weekend of events for Mr. Obama to provide a last-second boost to candidates. Obama will encourage residents to cast their ballots during the final week of early in-person voting in the Peach State for Democratic gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams and Senator Raphael Warnock. The next day, the former president will join Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer for a stop in Metro Detroit, followed by a visit to Milwaukee to stump for Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers, Senator Tammy Baldwin, and Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, who is challenging Senator Ron Johnson.
Police in Stockton, California, announcing the arrest of 43-year-old Wesley Brownlee Saturday for the murders of six people.
We will use every resource at our disposal to make sure the people of our city are protected and feel safe.
Stockton Mayor Kevin Lincoln. Police Chief Stanley McFadden says Brownlee was dressed in black and appeared to be out hunting for another victim when he was stopped in a car around 2 a.m. The shooting's happening across Stockton and Oakland since April of last year. There is no known motive yet. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The highly anticipated Georgia Senate debate taking place Friday night. Fox's Jonathan Sary has the story.
Reverend Warnock, the Democratic senator from Georgia, faced a football legend, Herschel Walker, who is running for Senate as a Republican. The two meeting in a debate in Savannah, and there were indeed fireworks, sparring on a range of issues, including abortion. On the topic of election integrity, Herschel Walker acknowledged that President Biden legitimately won the 2020 election. Senator Warnock dodged a question on whether he'd support the president if he seeks re-election in 2024. Similarly, Herschel Walker was asked whether he would support former President Trump if he were to run for president again, and Herschel Walker said he would indeed.
A popular NBA Hall of Famer is undergoing treatment in Atlanta for a brain tumor. Fox's Bob Mortelli has more.
56-year-old Dikembe Mutombo spent 18 years in the NBA. He played for six different teams, including the Denver Nuggets, the Atlanta Hawks, and the Houston Rockets. The former Georgetown center was an eight-time NBA All-Star and a four-time Defensive Player of the Year. Mutombo is best known for waving his finger at an opponent after blocking a shot. In retirement, Mutombo has worked for many charitable and humanitarian causes, most notably in Africa. His personal foundation helped build a 170-bed hospital in Kinshasa, the capital city of the Congo.
An ex-Yale employee receives prison sentence after admitting stealing $40 million from the university.
Jamie Patrone sentenced to 9 years after pleading guilty to one count of filing a false tax return and one count of wire fraud. Patrone, through her job at the university's School of Medicine, authorized purchases for her department that were priced below $10,000. She admitted to the thefts of $40 million in computer and electronic hardware from the school.
That's Fox's Chris DeMeo. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.